You're going to listen to an interview between former world number one tennis player Ash Barty and fellow Australian athlete Casey Delacroix. First, you will have 45 seconds to study the task below, then you will hear the recording twice. While listening, complete the sentences 1 to 9 using a maximum of 4 words. Write your answers in the spaces provided. The first one, 0, has been done for you. After the second listening, you will have 45 seconds to check your answers.
Ash, it's always so great to see you. I have a slight inkling I know why I'm here. Probably don't want to acknowledge it, but why am I here today?
Yeah, I kind of wasn't quite sure how I'm going to do this, but I think there's so many times in my life, both my professional and my personal, where you've been there for me and I just couldn't think of a better way. There's no wrong way, it's just my way, and this is perfect for me to share it with you, to talk to you about it with my team. I will be retiring from tennis. That's the first time I've actually said it out loud. And yeah, it's hard to say, but I'm so happy and I'm so ready, and I just know at the moment in my heart, for me as a person, this is right. And I know I've done this before, but with a very different feeling, and I'm so grateful for everything that tennis has given me. It's given me all of my dreams plus more. But I know that the time is right now for me to step away and chase other dreams and to put the rackets down.
Thank you for trusting me again. Yeah, you're an inspiration to so many, and it can't be easy. But it also must feel nice too, in a way, to get it off your chest. Why now? I think it's probably going to be the most common question. Why now?
Yeah, it's something I've been thinking about for a long time, and I've had a lot of incredible moments in my career that have been unforgettable moments. And Wimbledon last year changed a lot for me as a person and for me as an athlete. When you work so hard your whole life for one goal, and I've been able to share that with so many incredible people. But to be able to win Wimbledon, which was my dream, my one true dream that I wanted in tennis, that really changed my perspective. I just had that gut feeling after Wimbledon and had spoken to my team quite a lot about it. There was just a little part of me that wasn't quite satisfied, wasn't quite fulfilled. And then came the challenge of the Australian Open. And I think that for me just feels like the most perfect way, my perfect way to celebrate what an amazing journey my tennis career has been. As a person, this is what I want. I want to chase after some other dreams that I've always wanted to do, and I've always had that really healthy balance. I'm really, really excited.
I think it will be hard for a lot of people to understand because, as you said, you're 3-time Grand Slam champion. You've just come off winning. You're probably one of the most marketable athletes in the world. How difficult was it to come to this decision?
There was a perspective shift in me in this second phase of my career that my happiness wasn't dependent on the results. And success for me is knowing that I've given absolutely everything I can. I'm fulfilled, I'm happy, and I know how much work it takes to bring the best out of myself. And I've said it to my team multiple times. It's just I don't have that in me anymore. I don't have the physical drive, the emotional one, and kind of everything it takes to challenge yourself at the very top of the level anymore. And I think I just know that I'm absolutely spent. I just know physically I've nothing more to give, and that for me is success. I've given absolutely everything I can to this beautiful sport of tennis, and I'm really happy with that. And for me, that is my success. And I know that people may not understand it, and that's okay. I'm okay with that because I know that for me, Ash Barty the person has so many dreams that she wants to chase after that don't necessarily involve travelling the world, being away from my family, being away from my home, which is where I've always wanted to be. It's where I've grown up, and I'll never ever stop loving tennis. It'll always be a massive part of my life, but now I think it's important that I get to enjoy the next phase of my life as Ash Barty the person, not as Ash Barty the athlete.
Well, I know I speak for so many people, Ash, and I know your family are going to love having you around more. I'm going to love having you around more and having more time with you. But I know I speak for so many people when I say thank you. Thank you for everything that you've given to our sport. Having known you for so long, one thing I know is that you make decisions that are right for you, and they've always worked out, and you've done it your way, and I think that's really brave. I think that's really incredible, and so thank you for everything that you've done for our sport. Thank you for giving us you, Ash Barty. Enjoy retirement. Ash, it's always so great to see you. I have a slight inkling I know why I'm here. Probably don't want to acknowledge it, but why am I here today?
Yeah, I kind of wasn't quite sure how I'm going to do this, but I think there's so many times in my life, both my professional and my personal, where you've been there for me and I just couldn't think of a better way. There's no wrong way, it's just my way, and this is perfect for me to share it with you, to talk to you about it with my team. I will be retiring from tennis. That's the first time I've actually said it out loud. And yeah, it's hard to say, but I'm so happy and I'm so ready. And I just know at the moment in my heart, for me as a person, this is right. And I know I've done this before, but with a very different feeling. And I'm so grateful for everything that tennis has given me. It's given me all of my dreams plus more. But I know that the time is right now for me to step away and chase other dreams and to put the rackets down.
Thank you for trusting me again. Yeah, you're an inspiration to so many, and it can't be easy. But it also must feel nice too, in a way, to get it off your chest. Why now? I think it's probably going to be the most common question. Why now?
Yeah, it's something I've been thinking about for a long time, and I've had a lot of incredible moments in my career that have been unforgettable moments. And Wimbledon last year changed a lot for me as a person and for me as an athlete. When you work so hard your whole life for one goal, and I've been able to share that with so many incredible people. But to be able to win Wimbledon, which was my dream, my one true dream that I wanted in tennis, that really changed my perspective. I just had that gut feeling after Wimbledon and had spoken to my team quite a lot about it. There was just a little part of me that wasn't quite satisfied, wasn't quite fulfilled. And then came the challenge of the Australian Open. And I think that for me just feels like the most perfect way, my perfect way to celebrate what an amazing journey my tennis career has been. As a person, this is what I want. I want to chase after some other dreams that I've always wanted to do, and I've always had that really healthy balance. I'm really, really excited.
I think it will be hard for a lot of people to understand because, as you said, you're 3-time Grand Slam champion. You've just come off winning. You're probably one of the most marketable athletes in the world. How difficult was it to come to this decision?
There was a perspective shift in me in this second phase of my career that my happiness wasn't dependent on the results. And success for me is knowing that I've given absolutely everything I can. I'm fulfilled, I'm happy, and I know how much work it takes to bring the best out of myself. And I've said it to my team multiple times. It's just I don't have that in me anymore. I don't have the physical drive, the emotional one, and kind of everything it takes to challenge yourself at the very top of the level anymore. And I think I just know that I'm absolutely spent. I just know physically I've nothing more to give, and that for me is success. I've given absolutely everything I can to this beautiful sport of tennis, and I'm really happy with that. And for me, that is my success. And I know that people may not understand it, and that's okay. I'm okay with that because I know that for me, Ash Barty the person has so many dreams that she wants to chase after that don't necessarily involve traveling the world, being away from my family, being away from my home, which is where I've always wanted to be. It's where I've grown up, and I'll never ever stop loving tennis. It'll always be a massive part of my life, but now I think it's important that I get to enjoy the next phase of my life as Ash Barty the person, not as Ash Barty the athlete.
Well, I know I speak for so many people, Ash, and I know your family are going to love having you around more. I'm going to love having you around more and having more time with you. But I know I speak for so many people when I say thank you. Thank you for everything that you've given to our sport. Having known you for so long, one thing I know is that you make decisions that are right for you, and they've always worked out, and you've done it your way, and I think that's really brave. I think that's really incredible, and so thank you for everything that you've done for our sport. Thank you for giving us you, Ash Barty. Enjoy retirement.